Skagway's Dahl Memorial Clinic is navigating a change in leadership. Meanwhile, the municipality has invited a regional health consortium to discuss a potential partnership. And the Lutac Dock ramp sinking is still under investigation, but the failure of the ramp added intensity to the debate around the Lutac redevelopment plan at last night's Haines Assembly meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. Dahl Memorial Clinic has a new medical director as high turnover continues to challenge Skagway's healthcare facility. In addition to the change in leadership, the borough manager this week invited a regional health consortium to talk to Skagway residents about a possible partnership. KHNS's Mike Swayze has the story.
There's been high staff turnover at the Dahl Memorial Clinic in recent months. That trend continues as Johanna Huff steps down from her role as the clinic's medical director, a position she'd held since 2019. In her place, Marilyn Kaler was named interim medical director, though Huff will stay on as a nurse practitioner at the clinic. Skagway Borough Manager Brad Ryan says it didn't make sense to have working providers tasked with administrative duties.
We still have all our providers, but we didn't take some of the burden off. And so now we have the providers focused on being providers, and we have a contract medical director who's not a provider, but is helping provide guidance to the kind of the higher level administrative issues.
In addition to the leadership change, Ryan invited the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, or SEARCH, to make a presentation to the residents of Skagway about how the tribal health organization runs its clinics around the region, including its clinic in Haines. SEARCH's chief medical officer, Dr. Elliot Brule, addressed the community during a Monday evening meeting in Skagway. He says that if SEARCH were to come to Skagway, they would continue the clinic's tradition of close personal patient-provider relationships.
I would hope that we could support those clinicians in a way that allows them to thrive in their practice and continue to have patient-centered care.
During the presentation, SEARCH representatives discussed the nonprofit's sliding scale fee structure, its ability to secure physician referrals inside its network, and its commitment to serve both Native and non-Native residents. They also discussed a dedicated staff of recruiters that helps fill vacant positions like the ones currently open at the Dahl Memorial Clinic. If a partnership agreement is reached with the group, according to Ryan, that would not necessarily mean a physician would be based in Skagway. More likely, there would be more SEARCH doctors rotating through town and assisting clinic staff.
But they are a physician-directed clinic, so providers here would be under the guidance and direction of physicians. So while we wouldn't have doctors here permanently, they would be directed by doctors.
He cautioned that this presentation was only an initial step toward bringing the healthcare company to Skagway, and that discussions about whether SEARCH would try to buy the clinic property or enter into a long-term lease agreement would be ongoing based on community response. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
The Lutac Dock redevelopment plan was at the center of Tuesday night's Haines Borough Assembly meeting, with the public weighing in for and against the new phased approach. Representatives of Alaska Marine Line say they are still investigating why Haines' roll-on, roll-off ramp partially sank last week at Lutac Dock. AML's Adam Anderson told the Haines Borough Assembly Tuesday that repairs to the ramp tank are ongoing.
And we've been meeting with our operations people and our maintenance people to fix a couple of holes that we have discovered after we've uprighted the tank, and going to be doing some welding.
Anderson said they anticipate the work will continue into next week. He said the damage did not interfere with this week's barge delivery, but the company is coordinating with the harbor master to create a backup plan for freight delivery.
But in the event we had an issue, I asked if we were able to use the pass-pass operation adjacent to the new ramp that's been built, and to see if that's a possibility.
But the failure of the ramp has added to the intensity of the debate around the Lutac Dock phase redevelopment plan. There was agreement that the dock is in need of renovations, but how the estimated $30 million project is financed and how it will be used is up for debate. Members of the public weighed in.
We need more public comment from all the stakeholders, which includes all residents.
Haines is strategically placed for freight transport to the interior, and we need to use that.
So I'm asking that you pass this resolution because I'm also looking at starting businesses here for the community. But if I can't get my product out or got to worry about losing it or any.
Diane Lapham, Shannon Donahue, and Jerry Ashcraft speaking their minds at Tuesday's borough meeting. Phase one of the Lutac Dock redevelopment plan involves filling in the tidelands adjacent to the existing ramp. Phase two involves demolishing the old dock and putting in a to $26 million. Many residents expressed concern over the assembly voting on a resolution to support the redevelopment plan before several more scheduled town hall meetings, citing a lack of public input. So Assemblymember Caitlin Kirby introduced an amendment to support only phases one and two, or finalizing the plan and demolishing the dock. The last two phases would develop the uplands above the dock for more space, but the details of those improvements and uses are to be determined. The borough voted 5-1 on that amendment, with Assemblymember Kale Tyneman voting against the project. Haines Borough is considering borrowing from the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority, but Haines resident Jessica Sakta spoke out against that idea.
This little borough might not want to get into debt with ADA for untold millions of dollars to develop an ore port at 3.5% interest. A professional mining analyst in the Yukon tells me that there are no mines in line for the proposed Haines ore port. A couple of possible mines are in early phases, but most mines never go into production. And the Yukon mines that are in production already have more convenient ports in Hyder and Skagway.
The next town hall on the future of the Lutac Dock is on the Haynesboro calendar. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read these stories and others on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.